If I knew you were coming, I'd bake a cake, bake a cake, bake a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd bake a cake. Hat-cha-do, hat-cha-do, hat-cha-do. Had you dropped me
welcome
a letter,
to
I'd
a
spooky
hide back. Episode of Hot Takes on Cakes, everybody. Yes, that was haunted.
You're already creating false expectations here. We have hazelnut cake. I don't.
It's so good. It's scary. Well, people know that an innocent person has to die in order to create one hazelnut.
Oh.
So yeah, if you think about it, it's a pretty painful treat that we have here in front of us. By the way, round the room. My name's Ryan. Who are you guys?
I'm Wes.
Des.
It's me, Tony Bobolinski.
Oh!
I bet you guys are wondering where I was.
It's great to see you. Sorry you can't see us.
Pretty sure Hunter Biden's around here somewhere.
Yeah. You've got his laptop right there, I can see.
I have no idea what's going on.
I guess it's a political joke?
Yeah, it's a politics thing.
Ah!
Yeah.
The short version is he is a guy that Trump tried to trot out there to show that Joe Biden is corrupt and he fell flat in his face.
Yeah.
That's it.
Failed to do so.
Yeah.
Oh, who's the cake guy? Who's the cake boss? What's his name? Tony Velasquez or Tony what's his name?
Bob. I thought his name was Bobby.
Is Bobby something?
No.
Bobby Valentine.
No.
Oh, that's the coach.
Yeah. It is
Bobby something, but actually, apparently, he had some kind of accident and hasn't been able to decorate cakes for a while.
Oh, Buddy Velastro.
Both his hands got cut off.
His name's I'm certain of it. It's Buddy Velastro. So, yeah. So that's where we're at. We are doing a Halloween themed, I guess, hot takes on cakes. Wait, when was the last time we did one of these?
Seasonal.
It's been a long time.
It's been a few months.
Did we do cheesecake last time?
Anything happened in like the last 6 months?
No, nothing happened.
Nothing at all.
Everything's just the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys even remember what the last one we did? Was it angel food cake?
I just said, wasn't it cheesecake?
Oh, it was cheesecake? Shit.
It was, yeah, cheesecake, and we chose different toppings, and we each brought a topping, and we each tried each other's toppings, and then rated it from there, and then you went on a rant about how cheesecake is not real cake.
Yeah, because it's not. It's delicious.
And then Wes didn't like the cheesecake.
I did not like
Wes,
the cheesecake.
Yes, Wes hated the cheesecake. And then we had several ideas, but I don't think we ever ended up following through with them. And I think I tried funnel cake, but then you guys didn't do anything with the funnel cake, so then that fell flat. And then
the
pandemic. That's what's been happening, right?
Yeah.
Did we attempt to make funnel cake, but it just went badly?
I did.
Yeah.
And then
I was here to observe you attempt the funnel cake.
Yes, and then it went really bad.
Isn't it weird that like funnel cake is probably best prepared by like carnies? People that are like least prepared to do anything.
Because the oil has to be a certain temperature. It has to be just right. And because I didn't have a thermometer or something to basically sense when the heat was just right, it just came out bad.
Yeah, like you should never trust the mechanical skills, but goddamn, they can deep fry some dough.
You know what's weird is like, and then you guys work at a theme park.
Right.
You're basically carnival folks themselves.
We're bougie carnies.
In fact, moment of clarity, you are, certainly. But I was going to say, like, the mystique of the funnel cake is totally lost on you guys, because you can pretty much get funnel cake whenever you want it. Every day of the week.
Do you have funnel cake there?
We used to. There were certain establishments that they sold them, but now, because of Corona, certain establishments that used to be open aren't open anymore. So I'm not sure if they still sell them, because the place that they sold them in was a very small, confined space. So now, because of social distancing, I'm not sure if it's still open anymore.
So I actually, here's our incestuous carny lifestyle. I know the girl who used to work at one of the shops that sold funnel cakes. And they sold funnel cakes up until the point where a new management group came through. And this is the weird politics of carnival folk. They didn't like that they served funnel cakes, so they just stopped, even though it was one of their best sellers.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
That's terrible. Well, so here's, like, whenever I do go to any theme park, I always get funnel cake. Mm-hmm. It's just a thing I have to do, or else it's not really a trip to the theme park.
That's kind of the mindset, though, of not to talk crap about other departments, but that department, food and beverage, like, they let their management staff do a lot of stuff like that. Like, we had a small little cafeteria near one of our locations, and they had Taco Tuesday, and it was a big hit. Like, a lot of employees came from different areas just to have tacos on Tuesday. But because a manager didn't like it, they stopped doing it. And you know what happened? People stopped showing up on Tuesday.
Oh, that's pretty shitty.
And it was just like,
how would somebody be like against tacos? Like,
they didn't like
a terrible racist.
Yeah.
Well, I think they just didn't like the idea of being committed to a particular menu every Tuesday.
I don't
want to
be tied down.
Are tacos actually Hispanic food, or is it like an Americanized?
It's Tex-Mex.
Hispanic food.
It's to an extent, yes.
Like, our Chinese food is not actually Chinese. Like, I can't go over to China and ask for sweet and sour chicken. Like, that shit's not
like, if you ever eat at, like, a traditional Mexican, like, home-style Mexican restaurant, you're not... I mean, they will have some of those, like, standard things, but that's really not what the meal is supposed to be about. It ain't supposed to be enchiladas and burritos and shit.
Oh, you could go to China and ask for sweet and sour chicken, and they'd probably say, what, in Chinese, because they wouldn't understand you.
No.
Because they don't speak English.
Apparently broccoli is not a very common ingredient over there.
Really?
Yeah. There's actually a great TED Talk from some woman that was from San Francisco, but I guess her mother was from China, and talked about the cuisine that she made for them, like as a family, versus like what we know as Chinese food. And one interesting fact she led with, which I was like, that's shocking, is there's actually more Chinese restaurants in America than there are McDonald's, which I was like...
Oh, interesting.
It was just... If you think about it, pretty much like every strip mall's got a Chinese restaurant in it. Yeah. China Star or China Buffet or something like that.
China One.
Yeah, right. And even then, none of that's really supposed to be indicative of any specific... Not even... And then she breaks it down, but she's like, it's not just that China has, like, cuisine, whatever. It's like, you know, 10 different regions making their own different styles of food. So it's sort of like comparing... Like, how weird we are in America with barbecue. And, like, each southern state thinks that they have their own... angle on barbecue. This is not cakes. We're not talking about cakes.
I was just about to say, so this cake episode
yeah,
went to funnel cakes, even though we're not even eating funnel cakes.
Yeah. Oh, well, what are we eating?
You
both finished your cakes already.
Dez surprised me last week when we attempted to record, but then your computer committed suicide over and over and over again.
Yeah. It just shot itself.
Yeah, just horribly. Golly.
For whatever reason, the camera was just not having a day.
Yeah. So now we got you in person here to share the corona with us.
Yeah, this is great. I'm glad we entered that handshaking competition. I think we all did good. I mean, nobody placed, but we did all right.
But Dead Surprise is last week where we ate half of it. And so now we're splitting the other half into thirds.
Begrudgingly.
I have the last bite, so I can register it.
Because I don't like hazelnut, but this is a chocolate hazelnut cake, and it was delicious.
I think it leads with the chocolate, and then just says, hey, by the way, hazelnut.
Yeah, there's some hazelnut in here.
There's a hint.
Yeah. Just a smattering.
And it has some kind of chocolate ganache on it, like that one cake we got before.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it was scrumptious. I don't really like hazelnut.
Yeah, well, when I went in there, I went in with the intention of getting...
Thanks, Sherlock.
Good job, Sherlock.
Like a fall seasonal kind of cake, but the Publix that I went into...
it was like, oh, it's Halloween? Oh, we didn't know.
Yeah, we didn't know. Christmas everywhere. They had put out all kinds of, like, Christmassy cakes, because they were, like, cherries, and they were, like, bundt cakes just covered in... what looked like more like Christmassy themes, because they were all kind of like red and white, and it looked like one of them had like candy canes broken over it and some nonsense. And I was like, I get it. Halloween is quickly approaching, so you're probably not selling as much fall stuff, because you're like, as soon as Halloween's almost like not even out the door, it's like the day before Halloween, and people are like, buy all this Christmas crap! So, like, I understand it's typical of retail is to just move on to the next big thing. But at the same time, it's just kind of like, at least give Halloween a week. Give Halloween its week of just glory.
Give the dead a chance.
Are they ignoring, like, Thanksgiving as well? Or are they just trying
to... It seems to be. Like, I guess because people are anticipating that not many families are going to do...
The big
feast because of the social distancing. I noticed in Walmart, like, normally where they would have, like, big displays and stuff, they seem to have just small little, like, off-sectioned areas in, like, the aisleways.
Yeah.
Of just quick grab stuff for Thanksgiving. There's not a lot of pushing of Thanksgiving, but yet there's Christmas everywhere.
It's just coupons for Popeyes Feeds 8. You know?
Yeah,
like 16 pieces of chicken.
Something like that. But it's like, if you're not going to, if you don't think people are going to have like a big feast for Thanksgiving, why are you going to push Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, maybe they just have to have something. It's probably just a dedicated section where it's like, well, we have to put something here. And in January, you're probably going to see like leprechauns and shit. You know, they probably have no idea what they're doing.
For President's Day, right?
For President's Day, of course, the Indigenous people of Ireland Day.
But back, so, back to the cake, though.
Yes.
Very, very, very tasty. It has a good balance of flavor of the hazelnut without being overpowering. I feel like the frosting is really tasty. The cake is
firm yet yielding.
Yes.
Moist.
Yeah. Moist. Yeah. There's a good cake to frosting ratio. There's not too much cake. There's not too much frosting. I feel like it's a very good, tasty treat.
If given the choice, yeah, like, would you rather have something that's majority cake or majority frosting? Like, I imagine like a 50-50 split. Like, you need to have half and half. But would you rather it be too much frosting or too much cake?
Frosting.
Really?
Yeah, because I can take some of the frosting off and then make the ratio better. But if I have too much cake, then that's just...
Can you just cut the cake in half?
I mean, but like you think about it, like even if you remove all of the frosting from a cake, like, and you have just cake left over, you got a muffin.
You got sheet cake.
And muffins are delicious.
No, because the sugar ratio, I feel like, is higher than a muffin. So then it's just a sugary...
I'm literally the corner piece guy. I want the corner piece because I know that it's going to optimize the amount of frosting I can have. Mm. And I also like a nice dense frosting. I like the frosting to be about as thick as the cake itself. I don't like it when it's like that super squishy creamy stuff on top.
I don't like the butter.
I want a
the
nice
butter
chunk.
Buttercream.
Buttercream icing. I do not like that. Ugh.
Then what frosting do you like?
I like the firmer kind where you actually can like poke it a little bit
fondant,
and see it crack, like almost
you like fondant.
Not like fondant, just, you know. Just,
yeah, I'm not pro fondant either, by the way.
Like your heavier,
but yeah,
icing. But yeah. I feel like my ratio has adjusted as the years progress. Like as a kid, I'm licking the frosting off the cake and then just leaving the cake and saying whatever. Now as an adult, I'm like, I just want like a nice little bit of frosting, but I want like the cake to be that. Like that's my focus, is like a good tasty cake.
They say your taste evolves as you become an adult.
Yeah.
I want to scrape
right
all...
I just eat two of the roses and not all four.
I just want to scrape all the frosting off and just eat the cake. I also enjoy pain.
Yeah. drinking a nice glass of unfiltered
water. You're also a Trump supporter.
Room temperature.
My flavorless nutrition bars.
Yes. As you wear your Dockers.
I need everything in my life to be beige.
Yes. Oh, wow.
So, the beige alert has...
So, like, when I think of the season, though, hazelnut is definitely a flavor of the season. But I also feel like, you know, like, cinnamon is one. I feel like they kind of pop you full of cinnamon stuff. Sweet potato, is there, like, ever a time of year when people eat sweet potatoes it's not this? Or, like, the pumpkin flavoring, obviously, is a big thing. I love pumpkin pie, by the way.
Is there pumpkin cake?
Not cake, but...
Sorry, pumpkin cake?
There's pumpkin everything. Like, the... Yeah. Well, actually, I just correct myself. Pumpkin spice is everywhere. There's
pumpkin spice pizza.
Everything. Because people have just gotten on this train of, like, pumpkin spice needs to be everywhere. It's even in cereals now.
Are we coming out as an anti-pumpkin spice podcast? Is that because
I can't speak for others, but I am an anti-pumpkin spice person.
Like, I enjoy pumpkin pie. I like that a lot. But pumpkin anything else, I'm a pretty firm no.
I have many opinions on the matter. Wes, I didn't want to...
I don't really like a whole lot of pumpkin. The only thing of pumpkin I've ever enjoyed, and this is going to be a callback to a teacher that we both have had, John.
Oh, sure.
We had a teacher in high school, Mr. Roby. Every year, we would have a Latin club pumpkin carving, and he would take all the guts and all the seeds and make pumpkin muffins and roast the seeds and everything. It was delicious.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing of pumpkin I've ever liked.
Probably the brown sugar.
It's probably just the abundance
of brown
sugar.
See, but that's the whole thing is, too, is about the pumpkin spice thing. It's not even pumpkin. It's the spice you put in pumpkin
To make it edible.
To make it edible, which I believe is like nutmeg and cinnamon. So you're basically...
Well, technically, it's allspice is also a common flavor associated with it, which is... I love allspice. It's good for all kinds of cooking. But it tastes great for whatever reason. Again, when mixed with things like brown sugar, cinnamon. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it is pumpkin. You are genuinely tasting some pumpkin. But if you know you're having the pumpkin spice thing, tends to mean what they're saying is that it's going to be super sugary. Mm-hmm. So I think that kind of defeats the purpose, but that's just me. And I like all the pumpkin stuff. One of the things that was available at Publix that I saw was a freezer one that you had to thaw out, but it was a pumpkin cake of some kind with like this vanilla frosting on it. And I was like,
yeah. That's what you want to do. Thaw out your cake.
I don't know why.
Unless it's an ice cream.
Then you never want to buy Sara Lee's desserts because that's all it is.
Maybe it was Sara Lee.
Yeah, you buy the desserts, and then on the instructions, it says you have to put it in your refrigerator for a certain amount of time before you can eat it. I learned this lesson the hard way.
Yeah.
It was an...
Crack a tooth on it.
Well, no, it was just like, it was a cheesecake, and it was an individualized cheesecake. And, granted, it was in the freezer section, so...
It was still a whole cheesecake, but it said in the box, don't share.
Shoot the figure.
By the way, I like how Sherlock was just staring at you like this is the time he would understand what you're saying.
He just wants pets, but
you're picking like right next to the mic, so this is like,
ASMR dog pet.
But yes, it was an individual slice of cheesecake, and I was like, oh, this will be simple. And then, like, I just took, without thinking, I just, like, took the lid off, just took a bite, and I'm like, why does this taste so wrong? And then I'm seeing that there's directions, and it's, like, put in the fridge for, like, an hour, and then put on your countertop for 30 minutes to defrost.
Oh,
and
my
I was
God.
Like, why do I need directions for cheesecake?
It's like cooking in reverse.
It is cooking in reverse. So then I just got frustrated, and I was like, this better be worth
that
it.
That sounds terrible.
And then I did it, and it was not.
Have you guys ever had, like, I don't even know what the process is, but it's like with ice cream where it goes through, like, freezer burn or something?
Yeah.
Where it ends up being more like you're eating ice now, and there's, like, this milky crap at the bottom of it. That's, like, a
I feel like that isn't that what Dippin' Dots is? Is, like, they take ice cream, they melt it, and then they freeze it?
Yeah, but I enjoy Dippin' Dots.
I'm fine with that. I think, yeah again, that's a total Chuck Stock move. You get your Dippin' Dots.
I don't do that.
You
get, I tasted
you get your blowjob in the bathroom. And then
no, you enjoy them at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Dippin' Dots and blowjob all at once. I mean, that's the dream.
Oh, good God.
Shower the shame away. Thanksgiving. Halloween. What are we talking about?
Holidays. Seasons.
Seasons, yes.
So, our next one is a Thanksgiving time one. So, what are you thinking cake-wise for that?
Well, there's not many cakes associated with Thanksgiving. It's usually pies.
Yeah,
we could just do some oddball thing and just, you know, go for some kind of classic style of cake or maybe some other thing. Mm-hmm. We could just watch that episode of Seinfeld where she ends up eating her boss's slice of like 18th century cake.
All right. That was a good episode. That's a great episode.
Okay, y'all can do that and then you can just let me know.
You'll watch the episode first.
Me and Des will be in the bathroom.
With some different dots.
Shut up.
I don't know. Yeah.
I just don't care for Seinfeld. Like, other people liked it and they thought it was funny, but I kind of was just like, no, I find them all obnoxious and I want to hit every single one of them.
That's a hot take.
It's a hot take on Seinfeld.
They're only like a slight step up from the people from Sunny in Philadelphia.
I think that's totally what their plan was. It's Always Sunny. Like they're clearly their MO is like, we do pointless episodes in which we're even worse than Seinfeld and get away with the humor on FX that they can't on
the Seinfeld one.
Yeah.
Which is legit. Like, I get it.
I love both shows, by the way. I think they're fucking funny.
I didn't find Seinfeld funny. I found it obnoxious. But Sunny had moments that made me laugh. But there was also moments that I seriously was like, are these people hurting inside? Because, like, the subject matter would be so dark and just, like, so sad that I was just like, do these people need a hug?
Danny DeVito is in it, so, I mean.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like, they do too many, like, bigger-than-life things. Like, Christopher Guest would always talk about that, where he's like, we can't have anything be too big. We can't have anything be too, like, weird for a character. But, like, It's Always Sunny breaks that rule every single episode, where it's like, Charlie can't read and he's huffing, like freezer coolant or whatever that stuff is, and mm-hmm. like he poops in the bed, and it's like all of this stuff you can't add up and have him be like a normal person in society, and then have another episode the next week where he's doing the same shit,
and then after that he's making mints for cats.
Yeah, exactly.
Is your cat making too much noise?
But yeah, it's like every character has just too many big things, and they're not really meant to be construed as a complete character with all of that information. I digress. I don't know where we're going with this. This is not cake material.
No.
It is not. Jonathan is going to have a hell of a time editing half of
this. Is staying exactly intact as it is.
Even the dog scratching.
Because you don't even want to edit it for me?
No, because I think that it's so good.
Get him some Dippin' Dots.
Yeah.
Some do whatever the fuck you want.
Is this code now?
But there's no way to do that. Like, imagine if you do that with cake. Like, you bake a cake, and then you're like... But there's going to be no way to deconstruct it and then reconstruct it in the same way, like ice cream. Like, you couldn't bake a cake and then smush it and then bake it again.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure you could. You can fry anything.
Oh, I guess that's true. You would take it, fry it, and then it would be technically reconstructing it.
I was at a sushi place that made a burrito that way, where they put that tempura battering on it, or batter on it, and then just deep fried it. And,
oh, my God.
Does that still count as sushi?
No, I mean, yeah, I guess technically. But yeah,
the fish wasn't.
It was actually really, really good. I dug it. But again, it was definitely not sushi at that point.
Or cake.
Again, shut up, John. Contribute. Well, okay. I guess we will we'll leave it there, and we'll talk off air about what the next venture into our wonderful cake podcast will be.
Award-winning cake podcast.
I find it funny because I feel like if you were to like be like, this is a cake podcast, they're going to go into like the recipes and how to make it and everything. We take like 2 minutes on, yeah, hazelnuts in a cake and it tastes good. And then we go off about Always Sunny for 20 minutes.
What Ryan used to actually look up where the origin of the style of cake came from.
And then he had
like 15 minutes of facts about those things. But then we just never actually like did any real forethought beforehand. So now he doesn't look anything up. And now we have no facts. Okay, so we started off legitimate and then one. Just derailed.
I am going to stick up for your cake podcast that I hate.
Yeah. Have you listened to other cake podcasts?
No, because I hate all desserts. It's your first time back. It's your first time back.
That's true. We're just letting the whistle on this one, right?
Yeah.
This is just how it goes.
This is like our training wheels attempt, and then soon we'll take the training wheels off and do a podcast.
Great idea. A cake quiz show.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I need to do a 12 question quiz show. See which one of you jokers has any fucking clue about what cakes are.
Okay, wait. We have to have some kind of ground rules. Okay, so would this be, like, the history of cakes?
Oh, it's all-inclusive.
Or, like, the terminology of cakes, decoration?
History, knowledge about... I might ask you questions about Sara Lee. I could ask you questions
It better
about...
be multiple choice, because I better have a chance to just guess in the dark, because I mean...
I'll probably do that thing where I kind of guide you around, where I'm like, you know, this sixth-gen grass type. I'm not going to be like, name the Pokemon that does this fucking thing. Right, so I'll be
this
like,
turn
this
of the century.
Scandinavian nation makes it illegal for people to eat cake.
Oh no!
Clearly Denmark.
Yes, it absolutely is Denmark. Unless there's fish blood in it.
The Danes love their fish blood.
It's the best.
Oh goodness. Hopefully no one takes that offensively.
I hope they do. Fuck you, Denmark.
Oh my god.
I actually am Danish.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's okay. We can insult them all we want now.
Oh, I'm telling you of my culture.
Oh no.
The end?
I think that's the end. I think that's what let's call it.
Cause I don't know where you've been, but it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band. Goodness sake. you do, how you do, how you do.